Everybody, this is Ron, and we're here again having a wonderful program. And we're on CBS, and our day and time keeper and date keeper is Larry, and today is Wednesday, if you didn't realize that, and it is July 18th, 2012. So, let's see what we can do today. Today is our theme is self-empowerment, so this is the self-empowerment Wednesday, so if you have any self-empowerment questions, you can call it in if you wish. And we'll bring in the 12 source energies. Maybe we'll start that maybe in about 20 minutes approximately. And that way, in case somebody gets in a little bit late, they can still benefit and have those energies come to them. So our co-host today is Ann. So are you out there somewhere, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron, and welcome everyone to our show. Very happy to be here. We already have, thank you, Ron, for, we did talk about bringing in the 12 source energies, and we'll do that later. And we already have some requests on the fast chat. Are you ready?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, and this is a good one. We all need this. An emotional, my eyes just went off of it. It was an emotional clearing for a trauma,
okay.
A trauma event.
Hey, we can do that. So think of a trauma that you've had. Oh, boy. What must be a big one? Here we go. So one, releasing that trauma. You have to think of it naturally. Think of a trauma that you've had. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see how that's affected you. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, that was terrific. Okay, we have another good question. I'm not sure how this would happen, but someone said, I think they mean they paid for a limited healing, but use the lifetime password. If you do that, do you get healed?
I don't know about that. Just send me an email if somebody's having
If there's some mix-up with passwords, just send Ron an email, and he'll take care of it. And if you have any questions, also, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Perhaps you can't get on the fast chat, or you might think of something when we're not on the air, and then send us that question, and then we will answer it when we get back on the air.
I don't know if we had a beep a little bit ago or not. I don't know.
Yes, is someone on?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry. Welcome.
Great, Larry. Everybody should love you for keeping up the time and the date here.
thank
you.
I love everybody, too. thank you.
Just don't give anybody any bad hair days, since you're in charge of that, Larry.
I'll try not to. Okay. I will add a question, and it's about snake medicine and a snake doctor that they use today and into the hospitals. And the doctors wear this snake around a pole symbol for their medication. And they take serum from a snake, they give it to the people, and then the people go into a shock state, they go into a catatonic state afterwards. And this symbol, Moses held up the symbol, snake around a pole, and they said they'd use that for the healing of the nations. And then the doctors wear that symbol, snake around a pole. And that you could probably say that, honestly, sincerely, you'd probably say, well, that's like a snake doctor study. That's their practice, snake doctor study. And then their medical symbol. And then people say that's a symbol for success, but that puts people into shock and a catatonic state when they take the medication. It's similar to if a snake bites you. You get into the same state. And you don't know who you are. You don't know your name. And after 10 years of study, they become a snake doctor. Does this have reference to the reptilian race?
Hmm. Boy, that sure looks like it, doesn't it? That's Quite interesting.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to kind of like kind of breeze over that one a little bit. But very interesting. Wow.
Okay.
I never associated the caduceus with reptilians. Hmm.
Uh-huh.
Or similar.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have to look at that. Okay,
yeah,
everybody.
Right.
Oh, y'all have your own way of thinking on that one.
Okay.
Very good, Larry. That's a good discovery.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Oh. Boy.
I thought that made me think of something, Ron. We all know we have I've heard it called different things, a primitive brain, and sometimes it's called reptilian brain.
Yeah.
That brings us our fight or flight response and other things. Why is that ever called reptilian brain? That's kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah, they kind of nail it right there, don't they? Oh, I think we've got another beep on.
Yes, is someone there? Hello?
Oh,
did you hear me?
Oh, now we got you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm Lance Arvin.
Arvin? Okay. Hi, Marvin.
Larvin. It's Lance. My name's Lance.
Oh, Lance.
Oh,
okay.
Lance.
Hi, Lance.
Okay. If you could you do a childhood quick clearing?
Yeah, I can take one issue in your childhood. So I don't need to know what it is, though, unless you want to say what it is.
No, it's not really necessary if you know, not necessary then.
Yeah, I don't need to know. So about what age were you in your childhood, just out of curiosity? Really young? Or
I was in elementary school around fourth or fifth grade.
Okay. Well, that's add five to that, so probably 9 or 10, I would guess. Okay. So we'll go back for everybody else around that same time frame. Well, think of an issue that happened when you were maybe around 9 or 10 years of age, approximately. And it could be anything. We did a clearing for embarrassment for people back then, too. Remember, when you're younger, you know, you may have to go to the restroom and you can't and you have an accident, and that could be hanging on to you forever, you know. But
had to do with punishment.
A punishment? Okay.
Had to do with that.
Okay, so punishment. So let's look at everybody with a punishment they may have had. At school, or maybe maybe somebody beat him up, beat you up. So here we go, everybody. Think of that one situation. I'm going to clear that energy so you can be kind of free of that. Here we go. So 1, 2, oh boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a little more work here we have to do on it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that energy should be pretty much zeroed out there for you, like a neutral. How does it look at it when you look at it?
Oh, I look at it, but I don't know.
You feel less charged on it or more neutral? Kind of divorced
maybe
from the situation now? I'm going to see it.
If I think about it long enough, it does bother me in the past, but I don't know about now.
We'll look at it now and just see if the emotional sting on it is, released from you.
Perhaps.
Okay.
I would say so.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
What state are you in?
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
What state are you listening to BBS on?
What?
What state are you from?
California.
Are you from California, too? Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
San Jose.
Okay.
What's that?
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling.
Sure.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Thank you, Lance.
Sure.
Okay. So, let's see here.
Now, Ron, I'm not familiar with this, but people call in and listen to this show. And someone's saying they're not getting any sound. Is there a way to contact Seth at BBS?
Let's see here. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Seth. That was easy.
Quick.
Okay. That's taken care of, hopefully. Thank you very much. Okay, now we have a request for someone has a stiff wrist bone, and could we do a clearing of that for her?
Yeah, okay, stiff wrist. So let's see. Let's look at that as we could check out cartilage. Let's check that out first here. So here we go. One, two, releasing energies there. Three, and everybody else here. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see how that feels for people here. We could do maybe another childhood situation here. Let's see here. What could we do? Let's do something where this happened probably to everybody, where you did your homework and you left it at home, and you went to school and supposed to turn it in, and actually you didn't have it, and the teacher thought that you didn't do it, so they gave you a bad grade or something. Oh, that's happened to a lot of people, I think. So let's just do that energy here and take away that to one particular time. So just think of something like that. Pretty sure everybody has had that. They forgot something and got reprimanded for it. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh, wow, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Here we go. And yes, you want to probably bring up the light beam if you can on the monitor screen here on BBS. When I do the clearings here, that's really nice to do, to see the light beam. And we'll activate that. Now we'll bring in the female energy. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll turn it back over to Ann again.
Thank you, Ron. I have an idea for when we're in school. It could be any time, I guess, in school. And I was thinking you could have had one of two things, worked really hard and been proud of something and then not gotten any attention for it. And I had a situation where I got a lot of attention for something, and I was very humiliated by that because I wanted to keep a very low profile always in school, and I won an art contest, and I was humiliated by that. I mean, it was horrible. So maybe we could do that, either attention or lack of attention that you might have gotten for something.
Okay, sure. So let's. It's up to you to decide what it is, whatever that issue is that you have, and either lack, either too much attention or not enough. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, look at that situation and just see if it happens to have subsided slightly for you. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. Now, this is interesting because I was going to bring up my ankles today for a clearing, and someone else has on here. They have a stiff ankle. And someone else is asking, actually the same person is asking, why do we feel energy leaving, and what is that? I don't know if they mean while we're doing a healing or a clearing or what.
Yeah, you will feel something leave you typically during a clearing, or you might just feel more peace energy come in. So we take away the trauma. So see, what you're feeling is probably from your feeling body. And your feeling body is connecting. I'm just kind of playing this by ear here. When you feel something, are you feeling it physically? Or are you just sensing the energy leaving and your emotional body and your feeling body now are relaxing, making your body relax, and so you're saying that you are feeling better because your physical body is relaxed? Or are you saying that something left you, like maybe having a lump and that lump went away, or a rock on your stomach or something? So there's two ways to look at that. Typically, when we do these energetic clearings, the energetic bodies hold a charge on them, which can affect your physical body. And so you may feel the stress being released from your body as your body relaxes, which could look like, you know, something happened to your body and you're sensing something leaving you. It's not necessarily leaving you that way. It's the fact that the energetic body is not, we'll say, applying pressure to your physical body. That's another way of kind of, you know, looking at it, because you are getting pressure someplace in your body because your body is kind of being pulled out of whack. And I don't know if we had a beep or not. We have a beep about a minute ago.
Yes, I think someone is on the line. Hello?
Hi. Yeah, this is Janice. Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron.
Hi,
Janice.
I guess I'm going to kind of like change the whole storyline here, but I just wanted to share with you that I did do my homework while we are talking about school. I did do the they half an hour. It's kind of impossible to count, you know, the thousand. I now increase my life force energies. I did do that yesterday, and I just wanted to say on how empowering that was. It was a very good to do, especially after coming off of a week of what I have been doing. And I just wanted to share that really quick, too, on what I've doing the timeline crashing. I picked cancer, but I wanted to share with everybody that how different the experience was for me on what I wrote in for the timeline crashes on the cancer. I did almost 3,000 timelines on it, totaled all together. And the letters of the cancer were very powerful. I did like 505 of lung cancer. The ones that were, I felt like I needed to put myself in a seatbelt and hold on to the chair when I was doing these. I did like 2,000 timelines on cancer death sentence. And that one was extremely, I could feel it all the way up to the 2000th timeline. That one was really, really heavy. Let's see, I don't know what, I ran it a couple nights all night long, put the disbelief emotion in there of cancer. Now the last one ran were about 150 of them on the pain of cancer, and those were clear. I did not feel them at all, so I kind of feel like I'm in the clear of that. I don't know if that, if you see anything different, Ron, with that, but I was just wanted to share with everybody, I know this is not a competition whatsoever. You know, this is so real, but how important it is to specify what you want with that, because, you know, just running, I was just going to run, you know, cancer, but with running different ones, it really made a huge difference. And about the same, somebody else, our listeners, ran poverty, But I got a phone call last week on, you know, why I haven't had the money to pay the electric bill and they're going to turn my power off. And I started thinking about all the different emotions that were running through me when she was asking me, well, why don't you have the money to pay the bill? And that, you know, I mean, that could go up under the subtitle of poverty, but the emotions that were running through about not having the money were huge. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. Also,
wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, what I find when you do like your life force energy, and that'll increase my life force energy, you'll find yourself shifting into like a different heightened awareness. It's kind of like almost like shifting gears in a car, and you're in a different reality on each one of those. It's real interesting as you go through many, many times of that. I see we have looks like Phil is requesting something with lungs here, looks like.
Yes, excuse me, Ron. Just before you do that, Seth, again, if you're listening, I'm still seeing on the fast chat that people can't get sound on the phone line. I don't know if there's something you can do about that, but we would appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so maybe they're listening in on the telephone line, and they're not getting... let's see what the fast chat says. They can probably hear us live on the fast chat. We'll just wait for somebody to type in before I talk much here.
How would you hear through the fast chat?
Well, the people would tell us if they're hearing me.
No, they are saying they're not hearing over the phone line.
Over the phone line, the telephone line.
Yes,
okay, so that's
correct.
Okay, so
right. I think we're on the air on the computer.
Okay. Okay. So yeah. Okay. So let's see here. So Phil, with his question here, let's take away some alien critters here.
Okay.
Sad as that. Here we go. So one, two, three. Oh yeah, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Now let's, let me go back just prior to 1950. There's maybe some energy there. I don't know how old you are. I don't know if this is Philip who has this on New York.
I think it's Phil, yes.
You might mention
Phil.
That on the fast chat. I'm picking up something like maybe late 40s here. So let me get, I'm getting like 1948. I don't know how old you are, but there's some energy there that somehow is coming in. So let me clear that year 1948. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, well, this might be something that was passed on. You're born in 58. Wow. Okay. 56. I don't know why I'm getting 1948. There's something there energetically, maybe passed on by your parents. Maybe something got activated in their DNA in 48. Interesting. Let's do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, see if that helps you out, Phil. I don't have a clearing exactly on the website. I have a special clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing for issues. But if you haven't done your whole lifetime emotional clearing yet, that's what you want to start with. And we have a body jumpstart clearing, too. But you want to do that whole lifetime emotional one. That's where you start off with. Now, if it's if your lung condition that you're having is looking like it might be threatening for your life, and you know, and they're saying there's this big problem, and you know they don't know what it is, or they found something, then you may want to do your death barcode clearings. So that's what I would recommend. You know, so. But it feels kind of like an alien critter in there. But I don't know why I'm getting 1948 on that. You know, it's genetic somehow. But that's what I'm picking up at this present moment. So we could do one more question, I guess, Anne. And then we'll maybe do the 12 source energies.
Great. Someone is asking that we clear our throat chakras.
Okay. So here we go. To be, I'll just go to the chakras and realign them here for people. So I'll go to the heart chakra, moving that over. There we go. Good. And throat chakra. Good. Third eye. Good. And wow. Power chakra, number 3. Good. And second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Good. Okay, there we go. So let's put some energy into you, everybody. So heart chakra. I'm going to just make the heart chakra wider so you can have more energy. So spin, open. Throat chakra, spin, open. Third eye, spin, open. Power chakra, spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. First chakra, spin, open. And we're going to treat the lungs here since Phil has some type of energy with his lungs going on here. Let's do let's work on the left lung first here, just like it's a chakra, and open it up here, get some energy into it. So left lung, this works for everybody else listening too. So spin, open. And right lung, spin. Get some stuff out of there. Spin, open. There we go. Okay. See if that helps you out, Phil. Let's do the any other questions, Ann, before we do the 12 source energies?
No, I did want to say thank you, Seth. The phones are working now. We did get that message. No, I don't think there are any other questions.
Beep there. I don't know. Was there a beep?
Oh, is someone on the phone line?
Hello, this is Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. I've got something that makes me feel disempowered, so it does fit into tonight, but it may be a little too political or something, but I want to look at it from the perspective of what can I do? Not that we're for it or against it or anything, but just because it makes me feel disempowered, maybe some suggestions what can be done about it. Can the sovereign soldiers do anything about it? Can I do anything about it? Can Ron do anything about it? Here's what's going on. Is 2 days ago, a whistleblower-type guy appeared, and he's supposed to have had top secret clearance is level 24 steps above the president. So he was two steps removed from the top of the secrets game there that, you know, they have throughout the world. And he says that what they're all freaked out about, what all the controllers of the world are freaked out about, is that our world is heading towards a black hole. He said, actually, he said, it's the black hole upon which our galaxy rests. So apparently our whole galaxy is somehow speeding towards this black hole. Now, they say that the last time that Earth, the only time they know of that this happened before, is it was a world earthquake where all the tectonic plates shifted at once. So that's the first half of it. I wanted to ask you about it. Is that something? I've been doing timeline crashes, and if that happens, I'm timeline crashing any harm coming to the Earth or the people on it. Is that beyond the ability of a timeline, or is that exactly what they're for?
That's a good question. A timeline crash is to change your reality, okay? So you'd want to change your reality to get on a different timeline. I don't know if you're going to be able to change everybody else's timeline, because that's kind of not what it's made for, including the Earth, okay? I'm just curious, all these things, my knowledge that people pick up, I'm not talking about channelers, I'm talking about, you know, astronomy and the speed of light and everything else. When they view these things, they should have probably known this information a long time ago. It just seems a little strange to me that out of nowhere this could come forward where people can see
things. Oh, I can explain that.
Yeah. Why not? Because it takes 500,000 years to have this happen, you know, and all of a sudden they found out about it, and it's going to happen in, you know,
well,
a couple of years from now. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, apparently this is like, if you ever got around to read Sean David Morton's book, you'll see how he puts his latest book, how he puts it all together, how government programs start out wanting to save us from disasters but end up becoming total control for our own good, so to speak. So I can see how this could, it's not suddenly coming out, it's only that it's finally leaked out, and they've been building underground bases and tunnels around the world, reactivating the old reptilian ones and the Atlantean ones, and all this stuff going way back through time, and all in preparation for what are we going to do. They used to talk about an event or the event, or if you like looked at Sean David Morton's book, they just call it the event. They don't tell you what it is. Then there's other whistleblowers that say people have come back from the future and said there was the event. And so finally, 2 days ago, it pops up that this guy says what they're all freaked out about is that our galaxy is going to go through this, they called it multidimensional black hole. Well, we haven't heard about it because they haven't had the technology to sense it or know what it is, or hadn't gotten it from enough aliens to be able to measure such a thing. Multidimensional, you know, that's just a very more recent, even in the black community, the black ops community, that's a recent thing. Just like time travel to Mars and the moon, they talk about that all the time. And these are possible scenarios of how they can move around or go underground, but they're freaked out because the whole planet, the whole galaxy.
I don't think I would worry about much, because it depends what timeline you're viewing it on, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
So I wouldn't give it any energy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would
do. Okay, now here's my second. Well, that's what I'm crashing that timeline for me personally. The second part of this is what they're doing about this. On this timeline where this thing happens, what they did is they went up to the asteroid belt and they brought, what's it called here? Incredibly powerful device into the center of our continent from the asteroid belt. And it took them days and days to do this, to materialize it and move it huge, apparently. And they've done this on all seven continents. Now, the whole purpose of these incredibly powerful devices is intimidation and control.
Yeah, I don't know if that doesn't really feel too right to me.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear we're not on that timeline.
Okay.
Because
I should get.
I was saying if there was.
Yeah, I should get the cross source energies coming.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, let's get that.
Here.
So
let's do that.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Sure, thanks. Bye bye.
Hey.
Bye bye.
Here we go. Let's bring in the first of the 12 source energies. Here we'll have each one for a minute apiece. So here we go. So just sit back and relax. Come to the light beam on your screen. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And you should start to sense the energies coming in. This is number 1. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and again, here we go. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's give you maybe 20 seconds here of just peace, just to enjoy the energy. I have to talk a little bit so we don't get our show turned off here, just in case. I think we lost audio on the phone line. Just kind of enjoy the energy here. Remember, you're made up of each one of these 12 energies. So we'll bring in the second energy here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll bring it in here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And so it's hard to say how you're going to be affected by these, but you should start to feel yourself maybe getting a little bit lighter, maybe a little more conscious. These energies are just kind of coming together in you right now as we're doing this, and it's going to awaken or maybe reactivate or be charged up. I'll use the word charge up, what you have inside of you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll bring in source energy number 3. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Had a yawn there. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Yawning for this one would be that maybe somebody had an energy that was blocked, so I had to release energy from someone out there that had a blockage. So again, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And you want to just move your body a little bit too. Sometimes the energy will flow a little better in you if you move. Get rid of some of the energy blockages that could be there. Let's bring in number 4 source energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll increase the energy here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And some people tend to resonate more with one of them than another one. So I don't know what that the reason would be. I just know that you're just getting filled up now with these energies. And that's kind of one way to look at it. So here we go. So bringing it in again. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay, next we're going to bring in number five, source energy. And here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you might even take note where you may feel it. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And just let it flow through you. It's really hard for you to put a mental block up anyway when these things come in. I'd even watch the light beam as the energies come in, because it will change the appearance sometimes of the light beam. So here we go. More number five energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now we'll bring in number six. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. We're stronger again to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. You may even feel your body getting heavier. The lightness would be getting rid of your emotional stuff, making you feel lighter. And the heaviness, if you feel that, that's more of your spirit being reconnected. Remember, when you're out of your body, you're light. When you're in your body, you feel more dense or heavy. Well, here we go. Number six energy again, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Bring in number seven energy, source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll use the word stronger again here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And you might see how you're doing with these energies. You can also request healing if you haven't thought so during this process here. And here we go, number seven energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Watching my clock here, trying to keep it for about a minute for each one here. Let's bring in number eight, source energy. Here it comes. So let's do the counting. One, two, three, four, and five. Notice you're completely out of time now. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. They may have heard a beep, but we can't interrupt our session here. Somebody did call in, so I'll have to wait till maybe the show's almost over here. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And that was number eight. Let's do number nine, source energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'll be using this instead of stronger here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I guess I will use stronger. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. This is number 9 that we're doing right now. And you might notice how the light beam may change slightly during each one of these here. Number 10, source energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll use the word stronger again. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And it almost feels like, as I'm watching the clock here, the clock is slowing down because I have more time now between when I'm doing these here. It's real interesting. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, number 11. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh boy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That took about a half a minute to do that, so here we go. And this is number 11 still. So here it comes again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie dokie, the last one, number 12. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, stronger, 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 stronger. People melting yet? Stronger, 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 and feeling very good. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann, and then we'll see if we have a caller on. So I may have had a beep. I don't know.
Well, hello. Is someone here on the air with us?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Who is this?
Oh, this is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Thank you for calling.
Hi, you guys.
Hi,
Ron. That was really amazing. Thanks for bringing those energies in, by the way. The last one, the light beam, was just turning so bright white. It was really amazing to watch it. So thank you, Ron.
Well, is it any different, you being on the telephone waiting, listening?
Yeah, it was it was just glowing white as I was sitting here waiting. Yeah, it was. It really changed. The last one really seemed to get really bright, and it's not as bright as it was, but it got pretty white. It's amazing to watch these change. But I wanted to call and give you a little report about a clearing.
Okay, sure.
It's about my 2-year-old cat Sparky. It's a cat clearing, and he was a little Tasmanian devil, so to speak, and he would shred paper towels and shred the toilet paper and jump on my 9-year-old cat's head and torment him, and
oh, no.
He was just a mischievous brat. So I did an emotional clearing on him, and this cat completely changed, and now he's completely mellow, and he's a completely different cat. It's really remarkable. So,
wonderful.
It really made
lady.
A difference.
Yeah, and it had entities.
Say again?
I worked on another lady's cat and it had cat entities in it. And it was quite interesting to watch its behavior change, too.
Is that
yeah.
why they have cat entities?
Cats, you could have an entity hop into your cat from another cat that died. Or even maybe another animal that may be in close proximity to your animal, and it could hop into it too. Let's just say hypothetically that your cat is out just, you know, in the backyard, and it happens to see a dead mouse. But your cat didn't kill it, but it saw the dead mouse. Well, it's possible that that spirit of the mouse could hop into the cat. Then you could have different things weird happening to the cat that a mouse would do. But this other person had a cat, and it picked up cat entities that were, in a sense, homeless and had malnutrition. So the cat always wanted to eat extra food, and it would really, carry on when it wanted to get fed. But the other cats are just hungry as could be inside of this cat. Oh, yeah. Cats can take on entities, definitely.
Well, he's really mellow now, and he doesn't attack the other cat, and he's just, all he does is sleep now.
Oh, that's good.
I don't even recognize him anymore. Now, would you be willing to do a sample fear clearing for my cat and maybe everybody else's animals who's listening?
Yeah, I can do it real quick.
My other cat, who
sure.
My 9-year-old.
Okay, well, we'll do one for fear for animals here, and we'll have to probably close the show because it's 56 after here. So here we go. A fear clearing for your animals. If you don't have one, just think of maybe a dog or cat that you've seen. And we'll clear that instantly here. So here we go. One, this will be its major fear that it has. Two, that it just experienced probably. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see what that does, everybody. So thank you for calling, Shannon. And
thank you, Ron.
Hey, we need to get off the call because it's 57 now. So thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. That was just wonderful.
Okay, everybody. So blessings. And we'll see you later. Next BBS program is on Friday. Same time, but we're on Station 2. And also Station 2 on Saturday. So better get off here. So thank you, everybody. Blessings.
Yes, thank you.
We have our entity call, the cloning call, tomorrow night, Thursday. Bye.
Bye.